The real reason why the opposition is making those accusations are based on the speech that the president himself in person has delivered, where he was calling on his supporters to defend him and to attack anyone who spoke or who held him accountable at any other corner of life. Being a president of the nation, he's supposed to be held accountable by the electorate and those that speak for the electorate.
But Dr. Mvula, don't you think the president reserves the right to call on his supporters to verbally support him from what is being alleged as insults that is often hurled against him because of some challenges the country faces? Doesn't he reserve the right?
No, he did not qualify the defense as being verbal defense. He said he was calling on his supporters to deal with anyone, and indeed anyone who spoke, who actually chose to speak against the president. Look, the situation in Malawi is not good. It's not sweet now. And the kind of democracy that we for ourselves in Malawi is actually participatory democracy. The electorate are the kings and masters who make the kings. And upon a president winning an election, he becomes the president for the country, for everyone, including those that are in opposition. If the situation becomes unbearable the way it is today, or where the president will want to deal with the opposition and other members that don't belong to his party as the sacred, and that they can be in his defense, it becomes very dangerous, Peter. Just imagine if the president is asking for his supporters to defend him, assault other people, what will happen with all other political leaders? And if we all start saying we should also be defended by our own supporters, is that not causing anarchy? If the president of the country is busy asking his supporters to deal or to attack those that do not support him or that are against him, and those that are complaining and that are actually saying, look, the situation on the ground is not good. We're suffering economic malaise. Things are not right. Suddenly, he is promoting violence. Because last year, the same situation happened. Upon him saying that, a lot of things happened along the way. And those were those climax in a demonstration which claimed 20 lives at the hands of the police. And a few other mysterious deaths were also recorded, which have not seen the light of day till today. So the fear we have is that you cannot, as a president of the country, commandeer your own supporters to deal with members of the public that are not in support of some of the policies.
Some supporters of Mutharika are saying that rhetoric from the opposition has not been good either. Some opposition people are saying that he's lost a mandate from the people and so he should seek another mandate when he was just re-elected as the president for his last term in office.
Let me say this for posterity. The major problems in Malawi today are not about the president wanting to rule in 5-year term. No one questions that. We believe in democracy and I think in the rule of law. But look, upon going into his second term, a few bad laws, including laws that are stringent on the media, what we call as bad laws, have been enacted against people crying and complaining against the same. The economic policies that were espoused during the first term have been thrown through the window. Today do not have a program with IMF. We don't have a program with World Bank. We're not receiving aid from the traditional donors, the Americans, the Brits, and if you talk of the Germans and others in the European countries. And the reasons are basically governance issues, bad laws, poor economic policies. We are in a zero deficit budget where for years we've actually only made 60% of our budget. 40% has been subscribed by the donors themselves. But these donors have now frozen aid. The cost of life is beyond reach for most Malawians today. And these are facts on the ground. These are real facts. But these things are not coming from a country that has suddenly collapsed. They're coming from bad governance. They're coming from bad policies that have actually triggered this hostile environment on the socio-economic fabric of the country. So how do you defend it? If you're saying that you cannot devalue a currency, or IMF is coming up with a package, World Bank is coming up with a package to mitigate against the conditionalities or poor adverse conditions that follow devaluation. And as the leader saying, no, I will not do it. And the IMF are saying, then we will keep off the country, like Greece. So what are you going to say? people are going to be worried. They're not worried about the term of office. They're worried about the situation on the ground today. People will call, will ring alarm bells. And what people are doing today are complaining, ringing alarm bells, and they're finding life very, very difficult.